Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. For those listeners that have been here since the beginning, you're going to see a very familiar face. Actually, Marcus was on the show back in 2020. Now, if he can tell us what episode number he was, I'd be super impressed, but I don't know if he remembers that. But let me just give you, for those of you that don't know, Marcus, former NFL athlete, almost 6 years, played in the league. Built some businesses, lost some businesses. Now he is speaking at a high level, coaching at a high level, consulting at a high level, and by the way, has a top-rated podcast called Get Authentic with Marcus. Welcome back to the show, brother.
How you doing, Jordan? Thanks for having me on, brother.
Of course, of course. I'm doing great. It's beautiful here. I'm down in Atlanta, as you know, and you're, I believe, are you still up in North Carolina?
I'm up in Raleigh. I've got a job in Atlanta, man, in October, Roots for Change. The empowerment of young Black men through education, doing that in October in downtown. Very excited about that, looking to empower, you know, young men who look like me through education, not just sports and things of that nature. Goodness, I mean, I play in the NFL, so I'm like, I love sports, but I want people, especially young men, to start understanding there is more than just sports. There's education. You can use that to create the life that you want for yourself.
Yeah, and it's funny you bring that up because that was the title of the episode when we had you on was Life After the Gridiron, you know, because not enough people, as you know, talk about life after the gridiron. And there's a lot of people that aren't set up for success and have to kind of fumble their way through figuring the things out the hard way. And I love the fact that when you go into organizations, your goal is like, how could we set these folks up for success to create something that's sustainable? So let's talk a little bit about, I know you've served so many clients all over the world. Let's talk about some of the things you're focusing on in 2026 when it comes to your consulting work.
So right now, Jordan, we're doing a lot of keynote speaking. We're doing a lot of like training around mindset and leadership to help improve sales. Matter of fact, right before our call, we had a great call today with Mass Mutual. This is their 5th anniversary, and they're doing a big event in Boston for their East Coast Summit. And we are speaking to their group of second line leaders and recruiters. So the recruiters, right, Jordan, are recruiting the talent to Mass Mutual. The second line leaders are leading that talent that they are recruiting to Mass Mutual. And the theme of the event, what we're going to title our talk is a legacy of purpose and a future of possibilities. So we're going to talk about how you have purpose and you have passion and you have legacy. It allows you to create a future of possibilities that are endless. And I'm so excited about that. But again, we do a lot of speaking around that. And we also, Jordan, have an app. And the app we can create for our individual customized clients. It's an app with my business partner, Nathan Poole. And we're so excited about it because what it does, right, Nathan, it can do like KPI tracking, leadership tracking. It can have communication. You can do like virtual roundtables. You can do, leadership training, sales training, mindset training, all these things. And we can create customized dashboards for our clients. So we've had several meetings already and people are loving it in that regard. And then also we're doing a lot of like I said, sales training. We're also doing like some like content creation. We were in Salt Lake City, in Linden, Utah, with a huge client doing a big national project around helping their producers get better at sales through elevating their mindset tactics, their leadership tactics, how to grow their pipeline, how to connect, how to add value, how to stand out. So we've been very fortunate, man. Like, people love what we're doing, speaking, coaching, consulting, workshops, creating content for training. But also, right, Jordan, you mentioned it, we have our podcast, Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden, and that is in the top 0.5% most popular podcast worldwide, where we interview people who have authentic, very interesting stories. For example, we're going to be interviewing a guy, Rob Spelling, who actually is Tori Spelling's brother. So his dad was the mogul who had, like, you know, Saved by the Bell, the whole like movie industry candy guy. And he actually left that life for a simple life. And we're interviewing him on the show sometime in May. So we've had on all kinds of people from David Archuleta. We're interviewing Terry Fatter from America's Got Talent to Travis Payne to, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. Like, you name it, man. As long as you are business owners, business leaders, as long as you want to be authentic and share, you're right about your name.
Love it. Love it. And let's talk a little bit about the podcasting space. You know, I've now had this show for 6 years. Your show now, you've had it for a while. You know, what would you say to people that are business leaders, that are experts, that are athletes, that are authors, and they don't have a podcast in 2026? What would your message be to them? The value, knowing the value that your show has added to your business, to your brand, from a global reach standpoint.
You said it best right at the end, a global reach perspective. If you are somebody that does not have a podcast, can you be successful? Of course you can. Absolutely you can. But when you create something like a podcast, what it does, it allows you to stand out. It allows you to invite people into your world, your network, your ecosystem, and you're giving them something of value. You're not asking them for money or business or something like that. You're saying, hey, I love your story. I like your work ethic. I like your grind. Please come onto our podcast and share your story with our audience. When people hear that and feel that from you, they're like, yes, let's absolutely do that. That's exactly how I met one of our premier clients, Trucordia. One of my great friends, Wesley, who owns AVA, Agency Virtual Assistant, which works in getting people that need virtual assistants in the insurance space or the podcast space help. Wesley knows Felix Morgan, the CEO of Trucordia. And he said, hey, he was in a group text. Hey, Felix, this is my great friend, Marcus. I was on his podcast. It's globally ranked. He's awesome. You should come on. So then Felix said, absolutely, let's chat. So we had a call. It was me, Felix, and Leslie, who's one of his executives. She's amazing. We got on the call. Felix couldn't make it. So it was me and Leslie. We had a great conversation, right, Jordan? We said, we're going to get Felix booked on the podcast. We got him booked. And I said to her, oh, by the way, Leslie, one of my good friends, Wesley and Chris, told me you all bring in speakers for your events. Tell me more. And she said, oh my God, Marcus, yes, we're always throwing events, looking for speakers. Please send me your information and let's circle back. I sent her information. That was on a Wednesday. By that next 2 days, like that following, that same Friday, right? She got an email. Marcus, the team absolutely loves everything about your message, your speaking. We want to hire you for one of our big events in February at the Phoenician in Scottsdale. Awesome. Did that job, Jordan, and I crushed it. From there, they said, Marcus, that was amazing. The team raved about you. Let's do a project together at our corporate headquarters. I said, awesome. You know what I'm saying? And now, boom, did that. And now, Jordan, we're in the position to do a lot more with them. But everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this amazing relationship with Trucordia all started because my friend said, Marcus, you should have Felix Morgan as a guest on your podcast. Without the podcast, Jordan, I don't meet Felix. I don't meet Trucordia. And honestly, from a life enjoyment perspective and a business perspective, my life is not as rich because Trucordia's people, they're not just clients anymore, man. They're friends.
Yeah, I love it. And I love how the relationship came from a referral, right? Somebody that previously had a good experience, referred somebody else. And I always tell clients all the time, I'm like, you're literally one connection away from changing everything, you know, creating so much opportunity, but you have to have the vehicle, and the vehicle is the podcast. And so let's talk a little bit about the business side of podcasting, because I don't think enough people kind of share information around it. Because, you know, when you first start a show, you know, you're pushing it out on social media, you know, you're trying to talk about it, you know, everywhere you go. And it takes a little bit for it to kind of take off to where now people want to sponsor you. Now people want to add you to networks. And then before you know it, everyone's trying to find you. Everyone wants to get on. Your message is inundated with guest pitches and things like that. So let's be real with people and talk a little bit about you know, when you first started, was it so much a revenue driver immediately, or did it take some time to build it up? And then now that you know what you know, if you kind of look back, hindsight being 2020, how much value does it actually add to the pipeline in your speaking, your coaching, all of that whole business?
Jordan, I'll say like this, man. Looking at it, the podcast in the beginning, of course it did not monetize. Of course it did not bring me any money. Of course it took time and effort and blood and sweat and tears and people not really wanting to come on as much or people not showing up as much. Our pipeline, we're 4 years old. So I remember in the beginning, June of 2020, we launched. It was not easy. We did not make any money. And then on top of that, Jordan, I ended up filing for divorce the next month, July 2022, right? It's wild, right? And so, ladies and gentlemen, but I never gave up. I kept pushing. I kept trying to find better guests. I started to find ways to market. I invested money into something I wasn't making any money from. I had to put the work in. I had to get a better production person. Like I had a good production person. And then what he did was he left and then he went independent. So I hired him on his own. And our game went up because he could start calling the shots by himself. And he's been amazing. I've been with Ben the whole time. He's now been independent for the last couple of years. And Ben is amazing. He is 5-star. So I invested in him when he went independent, right? You have to spend money to make money. And so now, Jordan, the podcast, I tell everybody, my home, my beautiful dream home that I bought in 2023 by myself after filing for divorce after 7 months, which is crazy to even say, my beautiful car, my lifestyle, what I'm able to do, there's no way possible that would be possible without the podcast now. Because the podcast makes money through sponsorship now, through ad spend, monetization through ad spend. We make money through consulting clients, through speaking clients, through coaching clients. I actually signed up 2 people this week, for sponsorship of the podcast. One paid $2,500, the other paid $2,500. Boom, right? If I didn't have the podcast, they have nothing to spend money on. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it took us years to get to the point of the type of downloads that we have now. And again, always trying to improve. Like even now, we're putting out different thumbnails. We're putting out different clips. We're creating different social. You name it, we're doing it. And again, we never rest. We never sleep on like what we've done in the past. We can just take a rest now. We had a great success a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. Absolutely not. Always trying to get better. So if you're listening to this and you're just starting out with your podcast, I'll give you one piece of advice. Just keep going. Just keep after it. Because here's the thing. I understand you're not making money right now. Check. Jordan's been there. So have I. You're not getting a lot of downloads. Check. Jordan's been there. So have I. Guests don't show up. Check. Jordan's been there. So have I. But the thing is, Jordan didn't stop. Look where he's at now. 6 years later, monetizing, growing a business. I'm 4 years in, monetizing, growing a business. Ladies and gentlemen, it's never going to be as easy as you want it to be. But not being easy doesn't mean impossible. You have to keep pushing. The only way you lose in life is if you quit. If you don't quit, you can always come out on top.
Yeah, love it. Great advice. And here's the thing, folks. You cannot blaze a trail from the sidelines. So, you have to get onto the court. And the court is podcasting. I mean, if you look at Pat McAfee, the guy signed $140 million with an M deal. You can't tell me it's because he's that great. No, because he puts out great content and they stay ahead of the curve and they're consistent and they're doing it. And you just look at what can be built over time. And it's all about the reps. You got to put in the reps. You heard Marcus. He said, it costs us money. It costs money. It's the same with me. It's like, it costs you money in the beginning, but you learn and then you invest and then you tweak and then you iterate. And I didn't ever hear you say, yeah, we're just going to go now and go on vacation and let it and ride the wave. No, no, no. You have to consistently hone on your craft, your skill sets, getting better. I love the fact that now you're integrating and doing content with clients, right? Because if you can podcast on a screen, you just get a microphone and you go in person. Now you're doing content in person. And that adds so much value that when people see interaction in person together with somebody else, now they get associated with your brand. That creates so much impact for the client.
Jordan, so if you look at my post on LinkedIn from the studio at my client's office, it's amazing. And I said in the caption, something big is brewing in Linden, Utah. And if you're in the insurance space, you know the client, you know the industry, you know what's going on as far as who they are. And they are number 16 in the country for largest commercial insurance brokerages. And they're only getting bigger. And they're only getting better because they have amazing leadership from the CEO, the C-suite, all the way throughout the organization. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of relationship that took years to build. Years. Because I end up, it's funny, right, Jordan? Talk about podcasting, right? How did I get into the insurance space in the first place? One of my great friends, Mick Hunt. Mick is an amazing guy. You know, do you know Mick? Yep. Mick Hunt is amazing.
Just at his event in Greenville.
Yep, Mick's amazing. So Mick and I became friends because Mick was in Raleigh. He wanted to come on my podcast. I wanted to go on his. Well, then Mick introduced me to Chris Paradiso, who's amazing. And now we're best of friends. And then from there, I met Wesley. I met Ryan Haley. I could go on. I know Ryan Haley. I could go on and on and on. Well, again, all that started from a podcast, right, about 3 years ago. And now those guys are some of my best friends. Ladies and gentlemen, without the podcast, without having that way to connect with Mick, I would have had nothing to offer Mick. And I would have came and said, give me, hand out. I said, no, Mick, here, take my hand. I didn't want anything back. I said, hey, here's my hand. Please come onto my podcast and share your amazing story with our audience. He did that. I met Chris, Ryan, and now, again, I met Wesley. Now I met Felix. And I could go on and on and on. Like, so much business, Jordan, I can really attest to. Even when I didn't have Get Authentic back in, like, 2018, one of my best friendships, business-wise and personal, came from me going on somebody's podcast. Where I got a client from that. Then I met Buckingham Strategic Partners. I met a company called Carson Wealth Group. And I met my great friend, still to this day, Jamie Hopkins, who's out of the Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area. Jamie now works for USFS Bank and Bryn Mawr Trust. And we are great friends. We've been great friends since 2019 because I met him through a client of mine, who that client of mine heard about me from going on his mentor's podcast, Mr. Mike Schneider. So Mike had me on his podcast, met Aaron Tuito, became my client. Then Aaron introduced me to my friends Steve and Jamie. And now here we are. And that has just snowballed into so many relationships, opportunities. But again, ladies and gentlemen, none of these things happened overnight. None of them. Percent. Hear it one more time. 4% of sales happen after the fourth touch point. Most people come into that so desperate for the sale, they end up pushing people away. People will buy when they're ready to buy, but you cannot push them or be aggressive because you'll push them right away.
Yeah, that should be the goal. And, you know, your show's called Get Authentic. So your messaging also has to be authentic, right? And the way that you approach people, you hit it on the head earlier, you got to come from a place of value. What value can I add to you? How can I help you? Is there anyone in my network that I can introduce you to? And I know that a lot of people in your network, they've got ecosystems, they've got networks, and it just continues to grow from there. So let's talk a little bit about the workshops that you're doing when you're facilitating these for clients. Are these typically a half-day workshop? Is this a full-day workshop? Does it depend on their goals? how do you structure that for a client?
So, Jordan, that's a great question. The workshops are dependent upon what the client needs. Some are half day, some are full day. Some are, you know, and again, within the half day, it's 4 hours, right? Within a full day, it's 7 to 8 hours. And this depends on the client's needs, right? So some clients want more like of the mindset stuff we might do. Some clients want more of like the leadership stuff that we do. Some clients want a little bit of a combination of both. So we're very fortunate, right, Jordan? We create proposals based off, you know, in that regard. So what we do is we create proposals that are customized for the client. We present that to the client. And then from that token, the client will tell us what they like off the proposal, either half day, full day, give us a little more of this mindset stuff, a little bit more of this leadership stuff. And please create that for us customized. And that, Jordan, is our true, you know, shining star. That's our North Star. We don't give people something that is cookie cutter. Every proposal that's created by our team is made specifically and individually for each client it's presented to. And people love that because what happens, right, Jordan? They feel, wow, this was made just for me. And when they feel that, man, it's all about you just doing what? Executing on what they purchased from you.
Yeah, I love it. You've built the bridge, right? And all they have to do is drive over that bridge, get their people into the workshop, and you're essentially hand delivering exactly what they're trying to consume. And so when you do that, it means that you're setting yourself up for success right in the beginning. Which is what I love that strategy. So I'd love to talk about how the impact of AI on the podcasting space, and I want to talk about this from the positive lens. What positive shifts or changes with the way that AI is growing have you seen in the podcasting space for your show?
It is so much easier, so much more efficient, so much faster, saves so much time using AI for descriptions, for writing, for finding information, for putting things together, for getting it over to our producer for publishing. It really, I tell everybody, AI was not designed to take your job. AI is designed to work with you to help you better do your job. That's what AI is all about. It's a tool. AI is a tool. It is driven and utilized by people. So we have to stop thinking about Skynet, Terminator 2. This is real life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually doing a keynote, right, Jordan, in June for professional insurance agents of DC, Virginia, North Carolina chapter. This is our second job with them in 10 months. And it's on how to use AI to build your agency. It's for insurance agency owners. We're doing a 1-hour keynote and a 2-hour workshop on AI. And AI, it's everywhere. OpenClaw, this, ChatGPT, that, like the things out there like Pod Prepper. I mean, there's so many different things being built. Like I did a speaking job, Jordan, for Mass Mutual in February of this year. They brought in one of their big AI players and guys to talk to the group about how AI is so important to start utilizing it on the back end, on the back side for your business. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid of something that you don't understand. Don't be me. In 18, 24 months ago, Jordan, I was so anti-CRMs and workflows and ChatGPT and all AI. I didn't want to touch it. Today, with our CRM, with our workflows being built through CRM Done Better and Go High Level, between our journeys, between our videos with inside the journeys, between our funnels, between what we're doing SEO, tie it back to our website, tie it back to our emails, I don't know how we even got to this point without it. Seriously. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who used to write things down on a freaking poster board. Poster board. That's what I did. I have this sale. This, I cross it off. Yeah, I got this. I got this meeting. Yeah, cross. I was so happy. I'm crossing things off. Ah. Ladies and gentlemen, I was a complete dinosaur. And I was so outdated and so out of touch with time, and the reality of the world. And I'm telling you right now, I was afraid. I was scared. I don't like this. It's uncomfortable. I don't want to change. I don't want to do this. I've been there. I'm telling you, if you get out of your own way and open up, right? Future of legacy creates a future, a legacy of purpose creates a future of possibilities. I stopped telling myself, I can't do this. This is not for me. And I opened up my mind. I opened up my purpose. I opened up my values. So like other things in that I wasn't, didn't know, was scared of. And the possibilities have been flowing endlessly from new business to better business to easier ways of structure to systems. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to scale in any business, build a system. If the systems aren't built, then the business will never thrive. So to answer your question, Jordan, 18 to 24 months ago, I was so anti-AI, any type of like, you know, system or software, like, nope, get it away from me. Today is every part of the intricacies of our business. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere, and it's been around way longer than most people actually know. You know, I was in the training and development space for 8 years, and we were using it back, I think, as early as like 2009, 2010, building our learning management system. So what I love about it is just how fast it's evolving, because, you know, you turn around and every half a day, there's four or five new tools that people are talking about. And I'm like, man, I just started using this one. I'm not ready for this next one, but that's just how fast we're moving. So one of the things I loved about what you said earlier is that you're creating custom dashboards for clients. Has that been able to increase speed-wise because of the leverage of AI?
Absolutely. My business partner, Nathan, and his team can get so much more done now because AI helps them. And we have AI, you know, Marcus is inside some of these different, you know, apps and softwares. And everything has been so much more expedited because of AI, the technology piece. Ladies and gentlemen, again, AI should be used with human element and human touch. When you have human element and human touch combining it, there's absolutely nothing you can't get done. Nothing. So again, realize that you have it at your fingertips. And if you're afraid, that's okay. Just get some help. Find somebody like a Jordan that understands. Don't call me because I'm not the guy. But find someone that understands AI, the technology piece, and get them to assist you, because when you can put into your business, great things are going to happen. Trust me.
You know, I know a lot of people are going to go back. They're going to listen to episode 3, which was published on January 1st, 2020. So make sure you guys check that out. We're going to put a link to that episode in the show notes. So they're going to learn about your story and journey and see that your journey, you know, wasn't easy. You know, you had some big shoes to look up to from an older brother, and then you fought your way to get into the league, and you spent almost 6 years, and then you took that money, invested to a business, and then you lost it all, and you're sitting rock bottom outside of a trash can, like, where the heck, like, what's my life gonna look like now? So you have no shortage of fight in you. You've got no shortage of, hey, if this doesn't work now, I'm going to keep going. There's a lot of people that listen. We got listeners now in 90 countries. We're so fortunate of that. Millions of people listen to our show every single year. To the listener out there that today they're facing that rock bottom. Maybe they just turned this in. They just got an eviction notice on their door. They just got a bad diagnosis. There's something impacting their world right now. What would your message be to them?
Ladies and gentlemen, no matter how dark it seems, focus on the light. Focus on the good that you have in your life. We all have some form of good, some form of encouragement, some form of passion, some form of inner circle, friends, whatever the case may be, right? Learn to focus on the good in your life. One of my favorite quotes from Aristotle, in times of extreme darkness, focus on the light. And this is where the light is you. If you're having struggles, again, I went through darkness when I got divorced. November 2022, I was forced to move out of my marital home into a crappy apartment. And for about 2 months, I was down on myself, blue. And I remember it was January 15th, give or take, of 2023. I told myself, enough is enough. Stop with the pity party. Stop feeling bad for yourself. It's time to get off this couch, out of this crappy, broken down apartment, and get your life back on track. And that's exactly what I did. I leaned into the podcast, into my network, into my connections. I was able to then get myself together, and I bought my dream home for me and my daughter in May of that year. So January 15th, 2023, I told myself enough is enough. May 15th, 2023, so what's that? February, March, April, 4 months later. 4 months later, I bought my dream home by myself in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. Ladies and gentlemen, when times get dark, and I'll say it again, when times get dark, focus on the light. That will drive you, carry you, help you through anything you have going on in your life.
And it's going to really help us move forward. It develops grit and resilience and determination. And so no matter what you're experiencing today, like Marcus said, if you focus on the things that you're grateful for, the people in your world that you can send a text to, a message to, you know, you're going to realize that you do have things to fight for. And as long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other, you will eventually be able to hit your goals just like Marcus did.
There you go. Again, just keep going. Be a bison. Be bold. Have integrity. Be self-aware. Take ownership. But never, ever quit under any circumstances. Period.
That's it. Well, Marcus, it's been a pleasure having you on for round two. I know our listeners are going to get value out of hearing all the amazing things you're up to. If an organization that hears this or an individual goes back to their office and says, you know, we need to bring Marcus in, where's the best place for them to go?
Go to our website, www.MarcusOgden.com, or shoot me an email, Marcus@MarcusOgden.com. We would love to connect with you. We would love to hear from you. And again, thank you so much, Jordan, and amazing audience and group of people for having us on your show to share our story and a little bit about what we do to help our client base.
Yes, sir. Pleasure having you on for round two. Everybody, make sure you run over to the show notes, go to the website, fill out that contact form. Marcus, thanks so much for coming on the show again for round two. Any parting words for the audience?
Yeah, man. I'll say one of my favorite quotes. Smooth seas never made skilled sailors. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We learn how to become the best version of ourselves through adversity, through chaos, and through obstacles. As long as we never take our eye off the prize, as long as we don't lose focus, lose discipline, or lose drive, we can always get what we want to get in life. So again, be very focused and understand smooth seas never made skilled sailors. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Love it. Smooth seas are only good for cruises, folks. So I love that quote, my friend. Thanks for coming on the show again. Have an amazing weekend.
You too, brother.